boy, was I triggered the other day. My husband called me cold and dirty, and I remember thinking, wait, what just happened here? It did not sit well at all. In the past, I would have reacted right away, not by calling him names, but by jumping in to defend myself, to try to smooth things over and explain why he was wrong. That was my pattern. But this time, I didn't, because I'm learning how to stay grounded when triggered in my family relationships. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you're done with people-pleasing, tired of repeating the same patterns, and ready to learn what healthy relationships actually look like, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. At 65, I started learning the things I wish I'd known decades ago, like how to see the patterns, why we keep repeating them, and how to finally treat ourselves with the respect we always deserved. And somewhere along the way, I realized something that changed everything. When we don't understand our patterns, we pass them on. Not because we're bad parents, but because no one showed us anything different. That realization drives everything I do. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong. Let's all shine a little brighter today. What happened in that moment with my husband is something most of us don't even realize we're doing. We react, and emotional reactivity isn't always yelling or blowing up. Sometimes it looks like defending yourself right away, over-explaining, trying to fix things, trying to smooth things over so the tension goes away. It feels like you're handling the situation, but you're actually being pulled into it. Because when you're reactive, your emotions are in charge. You're not choosing your response. You're trying to relieve the discomfort as fast as possible. And that's where the cycle keeps repeating. On the other hand, emotional maturity is about being able to feel what's happening in your body without immediately acting on it. It's creating just enough pause between what you feel and what you do. And that pause is where your power is. Because once you have taken that time, you can respond in a healthier way. I've been disengaging from my husband because our conversations keep going in circles. It is always me trying to explain and justify, and him deflecting, not taking responsibility, and not even trying to understand. A couple of weeks ago, he called me cold. And I remember saying, "So I'm cold?" Then he quickly added, "Well, cold to me." Then a few days later, during a financial conversation, he said I was playing dirty because I didn't bluntly tell him to pay his overdue bill. He said it felt like a jab. So, the way he handled the situation was by calling me names. And at that point, I was triggered. Like, really triggered. But now, I'm learning to do things differently by not engaging and getting pulled into the dynamic of me defending, explaining, and trying to fix things, which never changes. This time, I stayed grounded, and this is exactly what I did when I was triggered. It's called the ruler method. R is for recognize what's happening in you and them. The first thing I did was recognize what was going on, not just in me, but in my husband too. In me, I could feel it right away. Tight chest, racing thoughts, that urge to defend myself. But I also started noticing him. The tone he used, the words he was choosing, the way it was coming across as blame rather than a conversation. And that matters. Because when you only focus on yourself, you miss the full picture. And when you see both sides, you start to understand what you're actually dealing with. You, in ruler, is understand what's really behind it. Then I ask myself, what is this really about? For me, it wasn't just the words cold or dirty. It was the feeling of being judged and misunderstood. And on his side, that comment about me being dirty came from him feeling jabbed or uncomfortable in this situation. It doesn't make it okay, but it explains what's going on in both. And when you understand what's underneath, you stop reacting and start seeing the pattern. The Ellen ruler is for label what you're actually feeling. Next, I got specific with what I was feeling, not just, wow, I'm upset. I was frustrated. I felt disrespected. And honestly, there was a lot of hurt. The more specific you are about your feelings, the more control you have. Because vague emotions keep you reactive. Clear emotions slow everything down. Now the EN ruler is express it in a way that fits the moment. Now this is where people think they have to say something right away. You don't. Expressing your emotions doesn't mean reacting in the moment. For me, expressing my feelings meant choosing not to engage then and there, because that moment wasn't a safe or productive place for a healthy conversation. So I didn't defend, I didn't explain, I didn't try to fix it. I chose when and how I would respond. And the last letter in ruler, R, is regulate before you decide what to do. Finally, I gave myself time and distance to regulate, to let my body settle, to let the emotions pass through instead of acting on them. Because once you're calm, you can think things through clearly. You can decide, do I want to address this? What actually needs to be said? Or is this something I don't even want to engage in anymore? That's emotional regulation. It's not about shutting down or pretending you're fine. It's about being aware of what's happening in you and around you and choosing your response instead of reacting automatically. Kids don't learn emotional maturity from what we tell them. They learn it from what they see us do. When a child watches you pause instead of react, feel frustrated but not lash out, that teaches them something. And when you come back later and say, I was really frustrated earlier, so I needed a minute before I responded, that's how they learn. You're showing them that emotions aren't something to ignore or explode with. There's something you can label and work through. And the more they see you do that, the more they start to do it themselves. Not perfectly, but they start to recognize, oh, I can slow this down. That's a skill most of us were never taught. Being triggered doesn't mean you failed. It just means something got activated in you. The work isn't to never feel triggered. The work is to recognize what's happening, understand it, label your emotions, express them in a healthy way, and then regulate before choosing what to do next. Because every time you pause instead of react, you're breaking a pattern. You're no longer getting pulled into the same cycle. And over time, that changes your relationships, not because the other person changes, but because you do. And that's where your power is. Whether you're starting to understand yourself more clearly or learning to do things differently, you're building the skills to grow into the person you're meant to be. Listening is important, but real change happens when you use what you've learned. So choose just one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's when things begin to shift. And if you want more life lessons like this, be sure to follow Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. If this episode resonated with you, there's a link in the show notes to show your appreciation. Either way, I'm grateful for you being here. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?